Today is a very special day. Today is International Podcast Day, and I also happen to share my birthday with this amazing holiday. So I'm giving all the amazing podcasters out there a shout out, as well as all the people who are out there listening to and supporting these podcasts. Shout out to you guys and all the people who have influenced me to come this far in doing a podcast. So today's episode is a first with a book review, which I'm doing on how to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie, which if you guys have not read it, I highly suggest you guys pick this book up and add it into your arsenal of what you're using to become hopefully more successful in life. And I just want to preface this also by saying it has given me many tools in going forward and building myself up as a creator and realizing how important applying these principles are to my life. And so I'm going to not go in and flesh out every single page, but I do want to go over the 9 principles that are actually listed in this book specifically, and then just give you my views on them. And hopefully if you guys are taking notes, you guys can take down these principles as well and see how applying them throughout your life can actually help you. I have been absent quite a bit from the podcasting deal for a little bit because I've been on this app called Clubhouse. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's a social audio app, as well as getting mixed up into Instagram. I started getting into doing some graphics. So if you guys are noticing the little David J. Sherwin, at David J. Sherwin, I actually created these as a overlay for the video that you guys might be watching if you guys are watching this on YouTube. And I started making these profile pictures for people. And a lot of the principles that I picked up from this book came from making these images for people and just expanding my connections. So just to get into it and go over these 9 principles now, the 9 principles and starting out is being a leader. And to be a leader, you want to include changing people's attitudes and behaviors. And the principles that you can follow, principle 1 is begin with praise and honest appreciation. So for instance, if you've ever caught yourself in a conversation listening to some people who like to talk about themselves and how that kind of makes you just forget whatever it is that they're saying, think about also when people were complimenting you. And I'm sure that you can remember those people fairly well. And I've actually had to apply this principle pretty liberally on social audio and just in general with trying to build out a social media platform for myself within Instagram. As some of you guys who might be trying to build on Instagram know, getting through that noise can be quite difficult. So I've learned that being able to take the spotlight off of you and being able to shine it onto other people can boost so many things in your life and open so many doors and create a lot of connections. So like I said, if you can figure out how to talk about the other people in the room in a positive manner, highlighting things that they're doing well, I believe that for you as a leader and somebody who's trying to build more friends and connections, that it's an extremely valuable tool. And this principle is by far worth its weight in gold to me. So going into principle 2, call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. And I think that doing that, you can basically not disrespect people and not people have a worse day than they may already be having, and just be able to point out the mistake itself, but not the person. And everybody can agree a mistake is bad, but people aren't necessarily bad. So I think that that second principle has quite a bit of value to it. Principle 3, talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. And I think that having a vulnerability, an ability to be vulnerable around other people can highlight you as a leader. If you guys can think, you know, who in, say, the Rocky movies, who's the hero, Rocky? He's got vulnerabilities where he's the underdog, and I'm thinking to when he's fighting these amazing prize fighter champions, but Rocky, who's kind of got his flaws with how he talks, how he's training, maybe has just got that ability to influence you with his flaws and his vulnerability. Principle four, ask questions instead of giving directions to others or giving direct orders, which I think is a great way of thinking about how when you're trying to get something, instead of saying, hey, go get me this, if you say, hey, can you go get me this, or hey, can you go accomplish this, I think asking versus trying to force people into doing something has a definitely different effect. And you can tell in the way that somebody who you might actually want to work for isn't forcing you to work for them, but they are asking you to work for them. And I think that the difference in your approach is far different and far greater when it's in a positive light. Principle five, let the other person save face. And I think that comes down to if somebody makes a mistake, to not kind of throw them out there and to blow them up and get them all, you know, destroyed for mistakes that they might make or flaws that they might be facing or demons that they might be facing. I think that if you can let that person take care of themselves, they can recognize you as somebody who's not pointing out the flaws in other people. So principle five is awesome. Principle six, which may be probably my favorite principle behind principle one, is praise the slightest improvement and praise every improvement. Be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise, which I think I've seen this time and time again. If you've ever been around somebody who has been learning a new skill, like for me, when I'm in the gym and working out and I'm trying to teach somebody how to work out alongside me, I like to just pick up and say, hey, like, that's great. You're lifting this much weight, or you're doing this in the gym. And, you know, even though you haven't done it before or whatever, you know, you can still praise that person for putting in that effort and showing up and showing well at what they're doing. So I think that that's an extremely amazing principle that I think if you can apply that, and like I said, give people praises for the things that they're working on, they will in turn appreciate you and want to be your friend. Principle seven, give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. And I've always found this as well. This probably is behind principle one and principle six for what I find really important. But I think that when you're able to highlight people and say, hey, like, this person is extremely smart, or this person does this really well, versus saying, hey, this person isn't so-and-so, like, you're already setting the bar for where they're going to be at and how people are going to view them. And I've always found that that has built people up when I've needed to build them up quickly around me. And the people who I would want to fill those roles and be strong, I'd speak highly of them immediately and build up their reputation. I think destroying their reputation behind closed doors can have an extremely negative effects. So again, like I said, principle seven has a very strong ability, and it's a very strong tool that I believe you can add into your toolbox to become a better person and to become more influential and win more friends. Principle eight says, use encouragement, make the fault seem easy to correct. And by that, I think it means basically not nitpicking on the negatives as much and being able to highlight what they're doing well, so that way when those little negatives come up, they have confidence to get over those hurdles that they're trying to get over. And I think that if you found yourself in a situation where even tasks that you might have otherwise have had no issues with, when you're failing at something else and you go back to an easier task, you find yourself struggling. But you know, when you're around the right environment and in the right vibe, that going over these small little obstacles takes very little effort, even if it's something that you've previously struggled with. And principle 9, make the other person happy about doing the thing you suggest. So I think suggesting certain things, as far as maybe they might be trying to make an improvement on their lives, and I think shining a light into it that makes them feel positive about themselves and about the tasks that they're about to go out and hopefully achieve, I think sets their tone. And, you know, like I said, it makes you a more magnetic and attractive person to be around. And so, like I said, this book, I'm kind of keeping today's podcast episode short and sweet, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Pick this book up if you guys haven't. Highly suggest you guys read through it, take notes on it, keep it in your back pocket or wherever, read it whenever you kind of just feel lost. I think these principles, when you're applying them into your life, can kind of give you that direction again, which is kind of why I've started opening up my podcast deal again, and I felt great about doing it. Like I said, I've been on Clubhouse, made some amazing connections with some amazing people, and just the sort of encouragement that I've gotten from certain people has been awesome. Certain shout out to Billy Thorpe, if you're listening to this, and I hope I'm saying your name right, but he was basically talking about how I was indirectly monetizing my podcast. So it was really cool and encouraging for me. And gave me the encouragement to pick up my podcast equipment again, and actually went out and I invested in some podcast equipment. If you guys can tell by the audio quality, hopefully I'm recording on the Shure SM7B microphone, and I got it hooked up to a Frameworks Gator arm, and it's just an amazing workflow for me right now, to where I'm actually enjoying this and feeling comfortable just to be able to sit down and talk and just put out some effort into this. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm looking at trying to get more people onto the show soon. I'm looking at certain areas where I think that people could get some help with. I believe marketing has a lot of value for people in kind of getting that understanding of what is marketing, and maybe something with sales and business, and getting that those concepts maybe into a podcast episode. So I'm seeking out people who are interested in that, as well as just generally collaborating with other creators. And if you guys are going on and follow me on Instagram, you'll notice I put in 3 words. It says impact, create impact, and influence. And those 3 words are something that I want to hold as a core value. I believe creating is an important thing in this world, and impacting as well. And I believe when you create, you impact, and you essentially create there's a water drop into some water and it just expands. And when you see it expand, that's basically how you're impacting things around you and essentially influencing things around you. Sorry, I was getting caught up in my words, just thinking of how to get this analogy down, but I wanted to get this podcast in. I'm running a little late, recording at about 2 a.m. So I'm up kind of late, but my brain doesn't want to let me sleep until I get this podcast done. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you guys haven't already, please follow me. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok at David J. Sherwin. You guys can also check out my website, where I will be posting my podcast episodes at davidjsherwin.com. and just follow me wherever you can and give me some shout outs. And if you guys have anything that you guys want me to check out, if you're doing a podcast or you're listening to a podcast, drop it into my area so I can see it and show it some love. So I appreciate it. Hope you guys are all doing well, and I will see you all soon.